the official story on 9/11 is a complete lie.
I have a very open mind. The reason I'm interested to watch your documentary series, I have a genuinely open mind.
Why structural engineers who have kind of no skin in this game came to the conclusion that just couldn't happen based on all available evidence.
You may have just seen Piers Morgan and Tucker Carlson.
9/11 report is a joke.
9/11 commission cover.
So what did happen?
Recently discussing one of the biggest American tragedies.
There was a cover-up. Why? It's been nearly 25 years, and it's time Americans learned what actually happened.
The one Islam and Muslims were scapegoated and blamed for.
What to you, though, Tucker, are the biggest lies perpetrated on the American people from 9/11?
More and more mainstream outlets are finally starting to ask serious questions. And you even got Piers Morgan now talking about the issue with Tucker Carlson. And with the anniversary upon us, Tucker has even announced a new documentary where he touches on some of those questions.
The point was to leverage the pain and outrage of that day and use it to convince Americans that we ought to invade Iraq, which of course had nothing whatsoever to do with 9/11.
Tucker Carlson, in his interview with Piers Morgan, talks about how the official story never added up.
Huge parts of the 9/11 story were left out of the commission report. For example, what happened to Building 7, which was not only not next to the Twin Towers, which are hit by airplanes, but had a building in between itself and those buildings.
Tucker talks about how the core foundation, this commission report, was full of lies.
Well, the core lie is the 9/11 commission itself, which was an instrument, a political instrument of the Bush administration run by a guy called Philip Zelikow.
He said the report was so flawed that it didn't even mention this Building 7 that just fell down as if it was a controlled demolition.
And those buildings collapsed that afternoon for reasons that no one has been able to explain since. You're not a lunatic for asking. There is no real, there's no plausible explanation for how that building collapsed.
Well, so let's talk
That's
about that.
That's not even mentioned.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment.
He talks about, he says, we know now materials from the site were shipped overseas before they could be fully investigated.
The rubble and the steel from that building was carted off within hours and sent out of the country to Asia.
He also talks about the chemists.
Why, for example, an analysis done not by kooks, but by chemists, found traces of explosive material in the dust from that day.
Now, I bring this up because for over two decades, critics have used that tragedy as a weapon to attack Islam.
And that none of that is addressed at all or even mentioned in the 9/11 report. So
to silence Muslims and to justify blind hate.
Exactly. Shut up. That's bigoted. No, this is my country, actually. I know people who died on 9/11. Everything was changed because of it. I promptly went off to the Middle East, just like everyone else in our business.
But what happens when those same critics can no longer use that card? What happens when the truth becomes too big to ignore?
There was a team of clearly Intel-connected foreigners who were arrested after 9/11, as you well know, videotaping the terror attacks. This is, I'm almost verbatim quoting from the FBI assessment of this. And the FBI determined that they apparently had foreknowledge of the attacks. So why can't we know more about that? Mm.